Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Where will you be at 2:18 in the afternoon on Wednesday, October 3rd? If you're in a meeting with a bunch of other people who also have wireless devices, they'll all be blowing up at the same time. That's because the first ever nationwide test of a wireless alert system former President Barack Obama signed into law back in 2016. Mike Sharon at the Federal Emergency Management Agency says the potential uses for this range from natural disasters to man-made emergencies.
We live in tough times now. We've seen a resurgence of what we call nation-state threats, you know, attacks on this country. And those kinds of attacks are the kinds of things that we would want to be able to get the word out to the nation as a whole rather than just targeting it into a specific area.
But targeting specific areas is also part of the plan, says Jeff Caldwell at the Virginia Department of Emergency Management.
Virginia is currently working with the federal government and with localities across the state to develop protocols on when the state would use this technology to get information out to its citizens. And we hope to have all of that ironed out by the early part of 2019.
The only way you won't receive the presidential level alert is if you're on the phone or in an active data session. The alert will not kick you off of your call and it won't interrupt your data session, but don't try to disable the emergency alert in your settings. FEMA says there is no opt-out for this alert. I'm Michael Pope.